Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be. With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
With my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to bring to us a greater understanding and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Heavenly Father, so that we can walk stronger within the Word, Father, and the Word within us. Because, Father, we know that the Word, this Word, Father, that we hold in our hands is life. Now, Father, be with us throughout this service, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're about to come to the end of the book of Matthew. We're at chapter 27. I'm going to give you a minute to get there because ordinarily we had been reading on Wednesday the book of Revelation, but we got through that. And so I have added the four Gospels to that as first to go through. Now we've got the four Gospels on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then back in the New Testament on Saturday and Sunday. Now, we've been going through the time of Jesus when he's been being drugged before this one, that one, all of the hierarchies of that day and time. None of them could actually find anything for death. But still want him gone. They just haven't been able to get the job done because there is enough people following him to really cause an uproar. And I'm afraid there, so forth. But as we see more and more of him going before. There's more of the Jewish people themselves turning against him, being where he's at. I think a lot of them that followed him was kind of like Peter. They were afraid to be seen with him, afraid to say anything. And just like today, we got a lot of pastors out here that are afraid to stand up and proclaim the word of God. They won't stand and speak to you boldly. They want to tickle your ears because they don't want you mad. Now, here in chapter 27, let's begin here, verse 1. It says, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. That's the very first verse here in 27 is showing us that it is the priest, the chief priests and the elders that are actually the leaders that's wanting to put him to death. Verse 2, when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Verse 3, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. 4, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. You see, they don't care because they're only wanting one thing, and that one thing is they're wanting some way to get rid of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he took the 30 pieces of silver back, and he gave it back to them. And we know that things isn't good for him, because the next verse tells us, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. He went and hanged himself. Think about that. You see, a lot of us today, in a sense, is hanging ourselves because we will not teach God's word and the truth of it. We want to make excuses and twist things around to make them like we want it, not what it says. And not what it's telling you and I to live. They want to live. What they want to teach others to live. And that's why we see this weakness today among those that call themselves Christian and people of God. Now, 6, and the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. So they can't put it in their treasury. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. 8, wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day, because it was bought with money. That had been used for blood. Think about it. Now, we know Judas hung himself. Taking your own life is not a way to go to heaven. Man. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. John never opened the book of Jeremiah. You see, all of this was prophesied way back in the Old Testament. And a lot of the Old Testament, we can't live like they lived. But for the prophecies, when we look at them and we understand them, we find that most of those prophecies wasn't even meant for that day. It was meant for this day and time. So we need to really see, as we are going through, we're also going through the Old Testament on Monday and Tuesday, and we really need to watch these prophecies as we go, so we can learn and grow. Because you see, we have more than just one thing to deal with, and most don't understand that. We have three parts to our being. We have the body, which is the flesh. We have the soul. And we have the spirit. We need that soul and spirit together. And when they are together and standing in the Word of God, they will control the flesh and see that it behaves itself. But if that soul, which is our emotional part, joins with the flesh, then it's going to bring a lot of trouble and cause a lot of hardship and all for the spirit. But when that soul and spirit comes together, we then have everything that is needed, because we are like Jesus. The scripture tells us this. You see, when we become that born-again child of the living God, everything is together like it should be. And we are the same as Jesus was while he was here on this earth. That's why God works through us here. Just like he did with Jesus. We've become even heirs with Jesus. The Bible tells us that. So why is it we are standing so afraid to proclaim anything or to move anything? Because we have the ability for that faith to be strong, believing in all of the word. Well, you see, the word was God. The word was with God. The word was God. The word was made flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth. See what I'm saying? When you hold this Holy Bible in your hands, you're holding life and death. And you are holding yourself. You should be able, in your reading of it and staying in it, to know how you stand, how you are standing, and where you are headed for eternity. All right, now, verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. He said, then you said it. He didn't say it. They are the ones that laid that title on him. Now, you see, at the time that Jesus was here on earth, that wasn't really his title. He was the Savior. He was the sacrifice. He was the Son of God. But he is coming back and will set up his kingdom, and then he will rule as king. And as the scripture tells us, he's going to rule with a rod of iron. There'll be no sin. There'll be 1,000 years of that. And all of those that have went to be with him, he's going to come back with him. Spend that 1,000 years here again on earth with him, to work with him, to serve him. Think about it. Now, and Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, yes, we read it. The governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. 12. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. He wouldn't give them an answer of any kind, because he knew what he was there for. And he knew how to get there. 13. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witnessed against thee? Yeah, he heard. 14. And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. He can't understand why he's not talking with him. 15. Now at that feast, the governor was wrought to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? Now, you see, he gave the people choice. 18. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. He knew why they had brought him there, because of envy, their pride, building themselves up. They build themselves up for a great fall. Now, 19. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? His wife, Pilate's wife, now, he told him, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. God had visited her in her dream. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said Barabbas. Or following the chief priests, see, and the elders. 22. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. The worst death known to mankind in that day and time. And his own people are calling for it. It wasn't the Romans, it was his own. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a turmoil was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Well, him washing his hands, not going to relieve him really of his duty and what he was about to do. 25. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. They really didn't know what they were asking for. 26. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, in other words, he beat him, he delivered him to be crucified. So you see, he's not innocent of that blood. He sent him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. They bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. They dressed him like a king with their makeshift stuff, bowing, bending their knee, mocking him. Now, 30. Pardon me. 30. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. Now they're hitting this crown of thorns. What do you think that's doing to his head? 31. And after that, they had mocked him. they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. 32. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name him, they compelled to bear his cross. When they come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. You know, what they're calling the wine here, or vinegar, was actually a drugged wine. Did you see? Jesus wouldn't drink it. Now, of course, it had been drugged, and even mixed with what they called gall. Thirty times. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. That it came out of the Old Testament also. Right down to that point. You see, God knows. And everything works according to his word. And sitting down, they watched him there. And set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." 38. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Still just any and everything to mock him. 41. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him." 43. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." Mocking him just every way they can mock him. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloah, Eloah, Eloah, lama sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You see, Father had to turn, could not be there where all that sin and all works. No. So he had to even be heartbroken. He knew this in advance, but still, we know it hurts. 47. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elijah." No, he wouldn't. 48, and straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Anyway, to mocking and to cause unbelief, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. Now, I want you to notice something here, because everyone that reads this, and I know I did for years, really paid no attention to this verse. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. They arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. They were many that seen him. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly. Now they're fearing, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. You know, it seems like that the Jewish were just so hard-hearted and hard-headed that even most today still are not believers in him. Yeah, we have a lot of them that do. But still, most of their belief in Israel is still law, by the law, Mosaic law. 55, and many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Jose, and the mother of Zebedee's children. Now 57, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. He rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation of chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will raise again. They remembered that part because they think they can even stop that. If it was to happen, they could still stop him from coming out. Here, 64. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. so that the last error shall be worse than the first. Now they're saying, well, his disciples could come to steal him away. So you got to make sure it's shut, it's staying shut, at least through those 3 days. 66. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In other words, they had guards there. Now, let's see. Yeah, I believe we can get through 28 today. We'll be finished with Matthew. Here in verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set up on it. Now he done rolled it back and he's sitting on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. It'd be quite a sight to see, wouldn't it? And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. In other words, I imagine it'd be what we would call today. They'd passed out. They'd fainted. 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. Come and see. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. 11. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. They're paying them now to say this. When in that day and time, if a soldier went to sleep on duty, he was killed. Now he's been paid to lie. 14. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. We'll see if nothing happens to you. Now, so they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. And we know that it continued on from the time that this was written until this day. Still, a lot of them are believing that. Now, 16. Then the 11 disciples went away unto Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Uh-oh. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, you see, he has risen, but his work is not yet finished to the point of the church being established. Not as of yet. He's still here on the earth, and all this going on, because all of them now are still, all the Jewish people are still under the Mosaic law. That's why John's baptism there is having to recognize all three, because it's those three, as the scripture tells us, that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son. We're told that. We're also told that those three are one. Now, we have finished with the book of Matthew, and God willing, we will be going into the book of Mark. And again, we're going to be going through a lot of this that we went through in Matthew, maybe worded a little different, but you'll get the same meaning, because you see, God doesn't change. Now, we don't have time today to get started in it, because chapter 1 is quite a long chapter. In fact, let's see, 45 verses in it. And there'd be a lot there for us to hold on to and to latch on to. So, God willing, we'll get into that this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But remember, those of you that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, remember what we are for. We are all to share the things of the Almighty God in the Lord Jesus Christ with those that we come in contact with, and especially those that are walking in darkness. Will they all accept? No. We know that. They all didn't accept even with the disciples. A lot did, but there's more that didn't. So we needn't be when we're not accepted. And our word is not accepted. And we're told that. We're told this. But they will be those that will come out of darkness and go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and believe and ask him into their lives and accept him as their Savior and find newness of life and grow and become that born-again child of the living God. So you see, don't just sit back and say, I can't do anything. And I really don't have to do anything. Yes, you do. Sitting back, doing nothing, is not going to get you in to heaven. Now work, we don't, if you're doing it just for work and saying, well, work will get me into heaven, no, it won't. No. You see, work don't get us saved. We work because we are saved. And we are working for the Lord Jesus Christ to bring others in, to get this harvest gathered for the time of the end, when all them that will accept and become that child of God will be making heaven their home for eternity. In the meantime, we are to be there to help in any way we can. Yes, we are to help. And the church is to help. Very few today are doing it, but there are a few that is. But we are to be there to help in any way we can. Not just with spiritual things, but also with physical needs. And we are helping. This ministry is helping others. We are helping Indian children right here in the United States that are on reservations, that are hungry and cold. And without us, we'd have no place to stay, to live. Right here in our own land. And we need to also be helping Israel. God's word tells us that. They are his people. And we are to be a help to them also. And we are. And we're also helping two children's hospitals here in our own country. St. Jude and the Shriners Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. Any of you that's hearing that would like to be a part of this, you can get a hold of me. I can tell you how. You could send us a gift, a donation. None of us are paid. We all have our own. We are giving just as I'm asking of you. It all goes to building God's work and to helping those that are in need. Now, remember, God willing, we're all still here. We can be back together, back into his word at 6 p.m. Eastern time this evening. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we do thank you, Father, for your word. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. For this word that we hold in our hands, Father, we know it is true. We know that it's life and death. It's life for those that will believe, that will accept it, will walk in it, with it. But it's also death for those that will disbelieve, Father, and walk contrary to it, and teach others to walk contrary. And we know that's being done, Father. But we pray for them as we pray for all that are lost and undone in the world, not just in our own land, but in the world. May the Holy Spirit be able to work with them, to help them begin to believe and think that they need something more than themselves, and that they will begin to see and to understand that they need to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and stand with him and build their faith, put their trust in the Lord. Find a church that is teaching the truth of your word, teaching it in its fullness, and grow to being your born-again child of the living God, serving you, not following Satan or his demonic force at all. That there be no sin in their lives. That they stand upright and walk as your child. Always seeking the things of your kingdom instead of the things of this earth. Be with us now, Father, through this day. You keep us to bring us back together again this evening. And Father, give us all something to do today. Someone to talk to about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all. Have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.